We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I was ready. It's been a minute. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday. Just Sam's playing the bass. Look at that. Air bass.
Oh,
we had Brandon Adams on the show yesterday talking about how he got caught up in the moment at the gym on the elliptical playing the air drums. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man.
What is the best air instrument to play? Remember at the Braves games after the seventh inning stretch, it would always be the Devil Went Down to Georgia, so people doing the air fiddle. That's always a good one.
I think the air drums.
Air drums is good.
Air drums is like awesome.
Air drums.
Oh, yeah.
Air flute, not as popular.
Nah, they kind of don't do it.
I'll do that sometimes, though.
Air drums, awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. Air saxophone.
Or you know what else? You know what is?
Air harmonica.
Air upright bass.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You ever watch a jazz guy and he never looks at it? He's playing it and he's looking off here. He's winking at some girl and he ain't never missing the note, you know, the bass. Upright bass player. That's the coolest thing.
You're like a pretty smooth dude if you're an upright bass player in a jazz band. Like, that's a good look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty strong. It's hard to screw that one up, for sure. I go for the air trumpet when we play at 11:40.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because when that thing goes off for our Braves 3-up, 3-down, I want to do – it's like a lean back, too. It's like a lean back little trumpet situation. Yeah, that's
trombone,
a lot of fun.
Air trombone kind of good, too.
Yeah.
You get
That'd
to
be
do
pretty
the,
good.
Did you guys play any of those instruments? Sax and trumpet and bass? I mean,
and I always wanted to play a saxophone. Never.
I did for 6 months, Sam.
Really?
And my band teacher, I will always appreciate – I'm always been appreciative of people throughout my entire life that are very blunt about things. And he was just like, hey, this – maybe not for you.
Not
you know,
for you,
like, don't do
really?
This.
Really?
Yeah, and I was in fourth grade, and I was like, thank you.
Oh, man, that's a way to crush a kid in the fourth grade.
Well, but here's the thing. I just went and played more sports. I was happy. My parents were definitely happy.
Oh, yeah. Nothing worse than a kid practicing an instrument they're bad at.
You do hot cross buns for the 17th day in a row trying to get the notes down on the saxophone when it's not hitting right. That's it's brutal.
I play a little bass horn, but not a bass guitar.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds pretty cool.
I play the trumpet I play the trumpet long enough to where it probably wasn't excruciating for my parents to listen to me practice.
Okay.
I don't know that I ever got good, but I do remember the beginning, in fourth or fifth grade or whatever it was, my mom did come in. She was like, so you guys working on one song?
How much longer are you guys working on this?
You guys working on the one deal?
Yeah,
huh?
She comes in to give you a snack, so you just stop playing.
Yeah, and it wasn't even. It was it was some Christmas song, you know, Old King Wenceslas or something like that. But it wasn't. It wasn't the holiday season. We're playing Christmas carols in April.
Oh, no. And bad Christmas carols in April at
and
that.
It doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I got to the point, though. I had some solos in the middle school jazz band.
Okay.
I was out there with the plunger on the end of the trumpet giving some wah-wah-wah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Got the spotlight on you and all that.
Yeah. Man, anytime I could get the spotlight on me.
Nice.
No matter what it was for.
Very nice.
I was fond of that.
Look at you now.
Yeah,
you
exactly
know what I mean?
Right. Exactly right. Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you. Sam Crenshaw filling in for the remainder of the week. Hey, it's Wednesday at noon. Means you made it. Sam's doing the upright bass now.
I can talk about that. That is the coolest thing, man.
You made it halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. Yep. Hey, you know, while you're hanging out this weekend, maybe dive into the history of and culture of baseball. And its unofficial rule book with the podcast Unwritten, a new podcast hosted by former players Ron Darling and Jimmy Rollins. Unwritten looks at all the secret and not-so-secret guidelines that big leaguers follow while playing the game. Ron and Jimmy give you their player's perspective on bat flips, beanballs, brawls, and more. The Unwritten Podcast on the Odyssey app. All right, let's get back into what the Braves did last night.
Swing and a towering high fly ball to right. Herrera on the run. Warning track. Wall. It's gone. Back-to-back homers for Atlanta in the first. A towering solo home run. That's how you start a road trip, Matt Olson. It's 2-0. Swing and a shot hammered toward right center field. Did it stay up? Yes. Matt Olson has a two-homer game. And the Braves are back in front. A fist pump for Olson, Jeff, as he got to first base. He plays so stoically, but all of a sudden, the excitement's starting to brew for Matt.
You know, it was a good homestand for us. I know we lost that Dodgers series, but 3 out of 4 against San Fran, and then, you know, a couple of those floating line drives that got us the loss in that last game. We could have won that series, too. So we're just continuing what we've been doing as of late and riding it out.
All that audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Braves win last night 5-3 over the Philadelphia Phillies. Game one of that series, and Matt Olson was the star, man. Two homers. The one in the eighth inning was huge after Philadelphia had drawn the game tied after scoring one in the sixth and the seventh. So great to see him out there swinging the bat like that. And, you know, certain numbers, depends on what numbers you want to nitpick Matt Olson-wise, maybe don't look incredible. 250, whatever, but he's still got a 350 on base percentage and a 480 slugging percentage. He's leading the league in doubles. With those two home runs last night, he's up to 12. So he's on pace to go over 80 extra base hits this year.
Yeah.
Maybe even over 90 extra base hits this year. He's on pace for 60 doubles, or at least he was at one
point.
So
we kind of panicking here because, he's putting out, he's being productive. I guess we expect more.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with him. Maybe it just because kind of it comes in spurts. Like,
okay.
Oh, okay, a bunch of doubles here, and then maybe he's cold for a minute. I don't know. Maybe it's because he doesn't show a lot of emotion. The 250 number isn't knocking people's socks off, but he's never going to hit for a super high average. I mean, ideally, he'll be right around 270 or whatever, but if he's getting on base at a 350 clip and his OPS is over 800, which it is, Matt Olson's doing his job. He's playing. Yeah. There's been some blips at first base, for sure, but I think overall it's been pretty good defense, too. Had a really nice one last night on that play Dansby made, backhand in the hole to kind of scoop it and get an out there. So, you know, I think Matt Olson's been really good. And Justin Toscano, who was on with us in the 11 o'clock hour, said probably nice for Matt Olson to have gotten through last weekend. Everyone's focused on Freddie and all that, but have to imagine it was a pretty weird 3 days for him. Coming out of it with two homers in the first game back, probably felt good too, but getting past that for him, I would have to imagine, was a good thing as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Getting that bye for him and for the team. And now he moves forward, and last night was a great start. Let's see how he follows it up, because that, like you said, he seems to give us things in spurts. Let's see if he can even that out some here as we head for the mid part of the season.
A little extra insurance from the Braves here late in the game as well, and we'll talk about the fun details of how this run scored afterwards.
That's hooked down the left field line. That's a fair ball headed for the corner. Arcia around second on his way to third. Walsh is going to hold him up. Arcia runs through the stop sign. Throw to the plate, up the line. He scores. Throw to third. Duvall is safe. And the Braves add on. No Ronald Acuna Jr. No stop sign heated, but it paid off as Arcia scores from first, and the Braves take a two-run lead.
Yeah, I know Walsh gets a lot of credit for being aggressive as a third base coach and waving his arm and rotator cuff's going to need surgery and all that. Sometimes it's not even him, though. Like, guys just did run through his stop sign, and that's what happened with Arcia yesterday. So much so where he ran around him.
He
ran around Ron Washington. And when I saw him coming home, I was like, oh, no, he is out. Like, with the throw getting made at the point where he was on the base pass, like, oh, no, luckily it wasn't a very good throw.
Yeah.
Arcia runs through the stop sign and around Ron Washington for the fifth run of the game.
That's happened several times this season, though. Wash has had the stop sign up with some guys. I think he had one up with Dansby one time.
Yeah.
He went through him, and obviously, Acuna, he just goes through everything. So it's happened a few times, but that one was very unique because he went around the third base coach instead of in front of him.
Let's get to some other sports stories here in the world of sports. And Bruce Arians, former head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and then he stepped down, and then he got a new job. And sounds pretty good. Here's Bruce Arians talking about his new job with the Bucks.
It's just, what do you think? It's the what do you think job. And so everybody asks me, what do I think? So they're getting a brutally honest answer. You know, whether it be Joel Glazer, Jason Lay, Ty Bowles, Byron Leftwich, whoever it is, what do you think? And so, yeah, it's been fun going to practice and watching and leaning and, you know, learning some more, watching us change, looking at all the new guys. And man, that draft class is going to be a home run. So, yeah, really excited going to practice. Look forward to getting to camp.
So he kind of just gets to hang out and be honest. And he sounds like a guy who's willing to do that. I think that sounds like a pretty good – Bruce Arians earned it. Like, good for him. What a hell of a career. Finally got the Super Bowl at the end of it as a head coach. And now he just gets to hang out. And what do you think? Well, here's what I think. Why don't you sit down and I'll let you know.
And he gets paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice. Very nice. You know, he's earned it, though, as you mentioned. The time he spent in the league to get that Super Bowl ring and the organization feel like they still value him enough to trust his judgment and have him around just to bounce things off of. Not a bad gig.
Sounds like a really good gig, actually. Like, after you've done all you can do in the profession and then they just retain you, like, what's it called when companies pay you to just kind of come in and consultant?
Just consultant.
That's what I want to be.
You know,
someday. Not yet.
It's a dream
this.
We all dream of.
Yeah, just let me come in. Like, they actually have, and this is ridiculous, they actually have sports radio consultants.
Do they?
There are people.
Where?
All over. Like, there's like guys that are former.
Anybody we know?
I don't want to name any names, but there's.
Okay.
There's guys that are like former.
I'm just asking questions.
Them to come in and listen to the station and then be like, you guys need to do more of this. And then they'll ride out of town with the paycheck they got. Whether it works or not, it doesn't matter. And it's always the same thing. Well, you got to tease better. Do more teases.
Well, they got some of these guys. I worked in local TV news. Yeah, I know some of these dudes. Yeah.
They
come in
that.
And rearrange your anchor teams and
can
everything.
Imagine?
Yeah.
The amount of money they pay these guys to come in and tell them the dumbest stuff. Yeah, they got to, you know, tease going to break and, you know, get bigger guests on.
And you feel stupid if you don't do what they say because you're just giving them this big check.
Yeah, but then what if it doesn't work?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call Jimmy back. Ratings still suck. We did all the stuff he said. Oh, it turns out you guys are just boring and no one likes your show.
No.
We should have paid Jimmy to tell us that.
He gets paid. He's like a meteorologist,
God,
man.
I want to be a consultant.
He doesn't have to be right, and he still gets paid.
What a dream.
Right?
What do you think of the radio station? Everyone's terrible. Here, give me $100,000.
The other thing, too, is that because you pay for the advice, so you're going
to
listen to it, right?
You're
not going
to
be like, I don't really like that too much.
That's a bad idea Jimmy gave us.
Try to do it.
You have to do it.
All right.
Exactly.
I could have done that.
Basic radio one-on-one. Got it. Okay. Here's Joe Mixon, Cincinnati Bengals, talking about the high expectations that he's got for that team. They went to the Super Bowl last year. What does he think about them this year?
We went there and we actually put on a hell of a showing. You know, to be honest, I feel like we might be the hottest thing smoking in the NFL on Sunday. So I feel like we, you know, bound to have a hell of a season. The best thing about it is we didn't been there before and we know how to get there. So we just got to stick to the basics and 1 week at a time. That's what's going to happen.
He might be right. I mean, they were, ahead of schedule, whatever you want to call it, last year. No one expected the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl. They did. They still got Joe Burrow on a rookie contract.
They
got
to take better care of him.
They do. And they invested in that.
There's a reason Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks don't make Super Bowls. Because they end up on teams with bad lines. You know what I mean? And this guy made it in spite of that.
Yeah. Now, they
got to take better care.
Spent a little money,
of
old draft equity on the offensive line this offseason. Obviously, Ja'Marr Chase still there. They made some other signings on the offense. Hayden Hurst is there at tight end. We'll see what that looks like. They did lose C.J. Uzomah. He left in free agency. He's a local guy, right?
North Gwinnett High School.
Gwinnett High School. But yeah, I think there's no reason to think this Bengals can't be good. They sold out their season tickets in like 15 minutes the other day when they opened up the sales earlier this week.
How about that?
Good for them. Something to be excited about in Cincinnati beyond
the chili.
The chili you were talking about. I never been to Cincinnati, so I'm not going to. I only slander cities that I've been to, okay? Or give them praise, like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was a good time. I didn't know what to expect, and it was very fun.
Very nice time.
I really liked it.
There you go.
Cincinnati will be next. Hey, if you want to go to Fogo de Chão and have a $150 gift card, courtesy of us,
hey,
be caller number 3 right now, 404-741-0929. Caller number 3 is going to Fogo, courtesy of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, with a $150 gift card in your pocket. Caller number 3.
Can we go with them?
Well, you could ask them nice. I'm sure they'd take you.
Nope.
Sam Crenshaw and some Brazilian steak? Some fraginha? Kidding me? We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, congratulations to Mark and Noonan. Got a $150 gift card to Fogo de Chão, courtesy of the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Now, we didn't ask him, Sam. Brian forgot to ask him if he's going to take you with him.
I just asked. I'm not expecting him to.
You might be paying for your own Fogo.
Congratulations.
Drosco, the exotic fruit platter. Obviously, the fraginha. That's what you got to get when you go there. Anyway, congratulations to Mark. Will there be more opportunities as the week goes on to?
Yeah, we're going
to
give away one more tomorrow, another $150 gift card to Fogo. So be listening on how we're going to give it away and when we're going to give it away.
It could be at any moment.
Yeah.
From 10 to 2.
Wow.
So listen closely the whole time.
Middle of a commercial break.
Might just keep it locked. Yeah. Might just pop in the middle of, you never know. Mike Bell might be doing a commercial about straightening your noodle, and here I pop up talking about Fogo de Chão. You never know. So just don't.
That one makes me laugh every single time.
It is the funniest.
That is classic, isn't it?
The funniest thing
oh, wow.
That gets said during any commercial break on our radio station. Not surprisingly said by Mike, but God, it makes me laugh.
And it's followed up by like the Bluebell commercial. Like those combo of commercials. That's
nothing
good stuff.
Like a right from the heart and then a. Whatever, man. We got to take care of everybody. We're an equal opportunity lender here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to some damn good questions in 15 minutes with Brian. Before we get there, I'm going to do our best to weave all of these topics together if we can.
Okay.
And have like a productive conversation about what is happening between live in the golf world, NIL in college football, certain aspects of money negotiations in the NBA and the NFL and Major League Baseball, and just kind of the idea of money, the influx of it, and what it's doing in all of these different sports. Because I think one of the hot things is it's died down a little bit, but the LIV Golf Tour started up a couple weeks ago, and I think they had one event. They got another one coming up in Portland in a week or so, and some more names have been added to the list. Like Brooks Koepka was added last week, and that's a really big deal. And Patrick Reed, feel however you want about him. That's a really good young American golfer who's got a Masters championship.
Champion.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Matthew Wolf, who's a young guy who a couple years ago was really thought of as an up-and-comer. He committed to the league last week, and that's a big deal. So these guys are going over there, and I understand it's a lot of money. Whatever. Be mad at them if you want to. We don't always follow the money everywhere else. I guess we're going to follow the money on this. But anyway, that's not the point of this conversation. My question is that league and NIL money in college football and kind of the player empowerment movement in the NBA, is it going to lead to substantial improvements in terms of the quality of product, whether it's on the PGA Tour, whether it's in because what we understand is happening is more money for these guys means they have more power. It's just the bottom line. Like the last decade in the NBA has seen players have more autonomy about where they're going to go, and I'm all for that. Like, they're the ones doing the work. They're the reasons we watch the games is because they're the guys out there. So get a bigger piece of the pie. What I don't know is it's going to actually mean or lead to meaningful changes to the sport that they say they want. Like the golfers are talking about how they've had an issue with the way the PGA Tour has functioned for years and going to the LIV Tour. And it's had immediate impact. Like the PGA changed some things.
Oh, yeah.
They immediately came up with $200 million in a new 8 tournament schedule to try to deal with it. I'm just hopeful because, again, as much as I want the guys that are doing the work to get their piece of the pie, at the end of the day, just as a fan, I just want the best product.
Right.
I want the most compelling storylines. I want the best competition. I want the best players playing each other in the most important events. And I don't know that that's always what we've gotten. I don't know that, like, increased competitiveness has always been the outcome to increased power from some of the players. In fact, I think over the last 10 years, certainly in the NBA, it's been less playing. Guys playing less. And if you listen to some of the golfers, the LIV Tour guys, that's a big part of what they want is less work, more money. Okay, good for you. Like, we all want that in life. Less work, more money.
True.
But does that lead to better competition? I'm not sure that it does.
Yeah, and that's the thing. With the product that we see be better and be the best product, and that's what you're looking for. You know, I asked a question when I first heard about this. Is golf going the way of, like, boxing? Because you had, you know, it was always one person that was a heavyweight champ. And all of a sudden, Don King showed up, and you had three people that said they were heavyweight champs. And so, you know, do you want that to happen to this sport? Can it happen that way? Who is your number one? And what boxing federation you want to be in to lead you to that particular guy? Which one of these leagues do you want to compete with if there is that person? Now, if it's just about money, it didn't make any difference. But, you know, Dustin Johnson, you may want to be in a situation where you get a chance to play with this guy. You see what he's done, and you won't feel like my game is going to be tight when I can run with this particular guy. You get what I'm saying?
I do. And I think that's the big difference with the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour than what we're talking about in any of these other instances is, like, yeah, like, NIL money in college football is a new frontier.
Yeah.
I understand there's been money for players and pay for play, kind of behind the scene bag man. That's gone on forever. We understand that.
What about the bag man?
We're grown up enough to acknowledge that and know that it was a reality.
Yeah.
But this is different. Like, $9.5 million for a dude to go play quarterback at Miami who hadn't taken a snap yet is a different deal. What hasn't happened that has happened in LIV is at least guys are still playing in college football. You're still going, you know, the University of Miami, you know, the U. He's going to play there. Like, that's a team you're familiar with in a league that you're familiar with, that at least some of the tradition of it is still going to be there when they get out on the field. What's happened with golf and the fracturing of that is, I mean, you're taking dudes away from the place where you've seen them play, and now they're going to play over here. And what I don't understand about it at all, and you were talking about earlier in the show, is, well, they don't really have broadcast partners. Yeah. I guess they kind of stream on YouTube.
They're on YouTube.
They got three turns. I mean, like, it's not really about the competition. Clearly, it's about the money, which, again, whatever. Do you.
Yeah.
But are we going to get to see them anymore? Like, with all the money that's in all these other sports, at least they're still in the league that we fell in love with them for being a part of.
And their
golf
leagues
is fracturing it in half.
There are leagues that have been dedicated to that sport.
Exactly.
The folks who are putting together LIV, what are they dedicated to? And that's the thing that gets me, right? You know, okay, go get your money. Well, you better go get it now because you don't know how long they're going to be doing what they're doing. You know, and people say, well, they got tons of money. They don't care about having sponsors now. But how long does that last?
As long as they want.
You know?
And that's the great question of it. How long do they – what's the long-term plan? Is it, like, to try to improve the image of the –
I don't know.
The government of the country. Like,
I mean, going down that slab.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not even going to touch that. But I'm just saying, and you know, with the PGA, there are people who have been dedicated to the game. Yeah, maybe they're really old school and they've held on to some rules and some ways of doing things a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sure going to shake some things up as far as that goes, which is good for the golfers. It's good for the game. You know, there's plenty of money to go around. There's plenty of sponsors. No sponsors are jumping off board. They're still PGA Tour. They're doing this thing with LIV without a television network deal. I haven't heard of anyone that they've stepped to actually offer to have that,
mm-hmm.
or any sponsors who would underwrite it, because right now they feel like they don't need it. They got this right. endless supply of cash, right. supposedly, to do what they're doing. So, I mean, that's my whole thing. What's their agenda? You know, what do they really want to do for the sport? And obviously, the major events will still bring everybody together. Everybody
yep.
will still come together for U.S. Open, for British Open, for, you know, PGA Championship, and for the Masters. Masters not going to turn away anybody with a green jacket. Anybody that's already won that tournament, they're going to still get to come back and play.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And look, as long as the majors are still accepting guys from that tour, then the majors will still be, you know, that'll still be what we judge greatness by in golf and all that kind of stuff. My thing is always just, is it good for the future of the game? Is it going to make the game better? And I don't know. Like, I don't know if NIL is going to make college football better. Some people have arguments that say it will, and I understand if it evens the playing field in terms of access to recruits and spreads the talent out.
But that's not what's going to happen.
Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't.
Is there going to be the same 5 or 6, 7, 8 schools? They're going to be contenders for the national championship. And guys are going to want to try to play on those teams. The money that's come out doesn't guarantee you anything. And to me, that's what's going to remedy all the money that's supposed to be flying through the sky. Everybody says they're not doing it. Texas A&M got these guys shows up. Jimbo says we ain't paid nobody. Whatever. You know what I mean? And Texas A&M has never been in the national championship conversation anyway. They can pay all the money they want to. Texas is the brand. Where did Manning go? Right?
Yeah.
By the time them guys get to the SEC, he's going to be in stride. They're going to come in this conference ready. So I'm just saying the money's going to reel itself in. Enough guys are going to throw money around, and when it doesn't happen, when it doesn't magically, instantly happen, and those guys hit the transfer portal, the pocketbooks, the wallets will go back in the back pocket.
And that hasn't been good for college football.
No.
The motion with the transfer portal hasn't been good for college football. Like that's always at the end of the day for me is –
that's not immune to anything right now.
Is it going to make things better? I don't know that it is. I hope that it does. And the money is coming. Like, there's going to be more money. More money than there's ever been before. What they got to do is find ways to make meaningful changes to these sports to make them better and continue to grow them. Because the reason we love them is because of what they were. If they don't like that anymore, eventually people are going to fall out of love with them. And that's the danger that they face. You've got to continue to get better while you're continuing to make this money. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian after this. Thanks for being with us here on a Hump Day Wednesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Hump Day Wednesday. Sam Crenshaw filling in for Randy for the remainder of the week. We'll get back into what's trending top of the 1 o'clock hour. You know, Sam had a really cool interview earlier on this year with Matt Olson's mom. Matt Olson's mom from Mother's Day. We're going to let you hear some of that coming up at 1:20. And we'll get into some damn good questions with Brian in a few minutes as well. We are 3 weeks away from the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. That's on Tuesday, July 19th. Check out Odyssey's Big Time Baseball podcast with Cody Decker, Tony Gwynn Jr., and MLB insider John Heyman. Cover all things Major League Baseball. You're looking for the inside scoop, what's happening in baseball. Check out the podcast. Again, new episodes of the Big Time Baseball podcast every Monday on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. How do you think that's going to be in L.A.?
It'd be good. Good job. Yep. Big events out there.
Just like Super Bowl was just there?
Yeah. Have you been to Dodger Stadium?
Long time ago.
Never been to Dodger Stadium.
I've been there. Long time
ago. One of my best friend's dad ran this Dodger bar called the Shortstop, just right down the street from there. And I've been there a million times, and it was never baseball season. But I've heard all I want to do is go to the Shortstop, have some pregame cocktails, and then walk up to the Chavez Ravine.
I wish I knew about the Shortstop when I went, because there was just there was nothing around the stadium.
Right, once you get up there, it's kind of
very
remote.
Difficult. I went with my dad. We wound up at a French bistro. It wasn't our first choice. It was like we literally were like, we need a beer and lunch, and like you couldn't find anything. And you just said, and it was funny because then a couple years later, from when we went to that game, it's like, you know, Truist Park opens up, and you just appreciate that so much
because
you're just like,
for you.
I just want some options to go to some. Like, I'm ready to pay for an overpriced hot dog right now. Like, who is willing to offer this for me? It was the French bistro that day, so it was like had like a Stella and like a baguette before the game. Which Sam,
of a baseball.
Listen, Sam, I was not proud of. Neither was my dad.
Well, you're hungry, man. You got to eat.
We rallied. We got a Dodger dog when we got in the stadium.
Yeah, all right,
very. It's cool. It's cool the way it sits in the ravine. It's so different than any stadium that's built nowadays because it's just massive. It's so big compared to the other stadiums, but it's really cool if you ever get a chance to go out there.
Best tamales I ever had in my life.
Ooh, I could see that.
Some lady out of the back of her minivan, closing time at the Shortstop. 2:15 in the morning.
Really?
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Best tamales I've ever eaten.
Whoa.
So if you're looking for good tamales, hang out till 2 a.m. and go to the Shortstop. All right, let's get to Brian and some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Every day at 12:45, Brian joins us with some good questions. Hello, Brian.
Speaking of the All-Star game and all that stuff, this isn't really necessarily a question, but just a PSA. Let's get Dansby in that first place spot. He's on a torrid pace. So the results came out yesterday for like the first wave of like where everybody is. Speaking of the Dodgers, Trey Turner is first at shortstop. He's got about almost exactly 300,000 more votes than Dansby right now, who's second. Man, they got some good shortstops in the NL. Francisco Lindor for the Mets is third. And Fernando Tatis Jr., who has not played a game,
don't believe he's played yet this year,
is fifth in All-Star voting, which is one of those. Do you guys, I guess here's my question to this. Do you enjoy fans voting? Is it still like a fun thing, or is it just like we kind of jumped the shark on that and we're just kind of putting in people all the time that don't really necessarily need to go?
It's still a thing. I mean, and baseball's been doing it forever. They were the first ones to really kind of do that.
I just think five votes a day, every day leading into it, you stuff the ballot box like this a little bit, guys in big markets. Now, to be fair, the Braves take advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
The Braves get the benefit of selling out all the time and people being into it and Braves country and all that. Because, you know, you look at right now, Willie Contreras is probably going to be an all-star starter because Bryce Harper's hurt if it plays out the way that it looks right now. So that would be nice. So the Braves do get that advantage. I just like it. Or used to like it when you go to the games and you get the little pamphlet and you'd have to get your mom's pen and you punch out the little punch hole and you get the hanging chads or whatever. You had to get it out of there, and that's how you'd select your All-Stars.
Right.
You did a little extra work.
I absolutely love doing that. It was
like, so fun.
It was a whole process, and then there was also, I like the idea of having to do it at the park versus, like online and, like you said, stuff in the ballot and all that.
Look at us sounding old.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man.
No, but it's actually. But then also, you know, you want Fernando Tatis voted into the All-Star game?
No.
He hasn't. Speaking of, like you mentioned, Bryce Harper first at DH, but he's hurt right now, so hopefully Contreras gets that spot. Wilson Contreras, his brother, is the leader for catchers, so they could be starting together, which would be a lot of
Where's
fun.
Where's Darno at?
Darno, give me 1 second as I scroll up to catchers here in the National League. Where'd they go? What order is it in? After outfield. Here we go. Oh, well, yeah. Darno's second. Yeah. Yadier Molina third, which you usually see him up there. Ronald Acuna second for outfielders. And then you have third base, Austin Riley is third. Again, third base is so stacked in the National League.
Yeah.
You got Manny Machado, who's going to get it. He's got the numbers to do it. Nolan Arenado, and then Austin Riley. So, but go out there and vote. Make sure you go do that.
And one thing we do, I don't know how this works. It's different than it has worked in the past, but Brian Snitker's the manager, and he does get some manager selections. I don't know how many that is, but maybe that's how a guy like Austin Riley gets it, who deserves it, or whatever. It's just going to be funny if it comes down to, you know, Austin Riley or Freddie Freeman.
And Freddie Freeman is third at first base right now, and Austin Riley is third at third base. So that is very much, you know, because you go to corner infielder is like, you know, kind of a combo thing when you look at the All-Stars. So that's going
to
be really funny.
You know what to do, Snit. Do the right thing.
Do the right thing, Snit. that's going to be fascinating if that winds up happening. One thing I wanted to get to here. So Aqib Talib, who I just butcher his name every time. Hopefully I got 90% of that right. He's going to join Amazon's coverage. So now they've got Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, Richard Sherman, Tony Gonzalez, and Aqib Talib, and that's just for now.
And I think Fitzpatrick is going to do it as well.
Okay. Oh, I didn't see Ryan Fitzpatrick was added last week.
And Carissa Thompson is going to be the host of that.
Oh,
of that
wow.
Pregame
okay.
Show,
so. Yeah. Wow. So they are. Yeah.
They're loaded.
Amazon's flexing. I mean, is this going to be one of, and if not, the best broadcast that we have for NFL games moving forward?
Wow. Let's see. I want to see how it shakes out. I'll tell you what, one of it's going to be the best, but it's one that's going to definitely grab our attention because I want to see it.
It has a chance to be. I mean, that play-by-play color commentator duo is, I mean, they're going to be good. You know what you're going to get from them.
Right.
I don't think there's going to be a ton of change. You know, like Al Michaels been doing it forever. He's going to do it the way he does it, and it's good. What I'm hoping for is with that pregame show, we get a little something different. You know what I mean? Like, we've kind of done the roundtable of keys to the game, saying football cliches. Like, you got Aqib Talib and Richard Sherman and Fitzmagic. Like, those are personalities. If they let them, I think I said this last week to Randy, like, if they're allowed to do that pregame show the way that Randy is allowed to do the midday show, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Like, let them be them. Like, let the personality come through. Don't try to mold them into this weird media thing. And if they do that, it'll be amazing. If they try to be what all the other ones are, then it'll just be like all the other ones, be boring and nothing.
Yeah, and don't get to the 5 to 7 people in the studio. You need 3 or 4 people max in that thing.
And it doesn't have to be debates. It doesn't have to be people yelling at each other. It doesn't have to be cliches. Just they're football players who played in the league a combined, you know, 100 years. Let them talk football and see what happens. Just make sure that they're themselves authentically, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, get these guys into the crowd.
Maybe get them a couple drinks before they get on.
Yeah,
there.
Really all the above.
Loosen them up. I think it's got a chance to
Today's
be great.
Today's game is brought to you by...
Hey, that's an easy sponsor.
Drunk Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, you tell me you wouldn't watch that? I would. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.